So self-respect will activate, will stimulate our inner qualities, inner power, inner purity. Give full attention to self-respect in your life. Swaman in Hindi. Swaman. Give time to yourself. You can choose at least 12 or 16 points of self-respect and bring into your feeling like this. Now we will do a practice. This is the best method to remind ourselves to become the embodiment of this higher consciousness. What we do? We will go in subtle world. Or no, now we will invoke Bap Dada down. Both things we can do. Either go to subtle world or invoke him down. Feel that Bap Dada came down. He put his hand of blessing on my head and he is reminding me. Red light, please. We will give hearty invitation to Baba. Go in soul world and visualize Shiv Baba. Gyan Surya Shiv Baba. Almighty. Ocean of purity. Give hearty invitation to him. Oh my great friend. Oh my most beloved Baba. Ocean of love. Almighty, please come down to me. On listening our voice, our invitation, he started to come down. Visualize it that Gyan Surya Almighty is coming down. His rays are spreading all around him in entire soul world. He came in subtle region, entered the body of Brahma Baba. Now Bap Dada both are coming down. This divine angel is coming down. He is in front of me, giving drishti. Put his hand of blessing on my head. Enjoy this beautiful scene. God's hand on my head. is giving blessings. He reminds now, oh sweet child, you are a great soul in this world. I have chosen you out of millions for my divine task. Go on accepting everything. Oh great child, I have given you all of my powers. You are Master Almighty. Oh powerful soul, I have given you blessing of destroyer of obstacles. You will have to destroy the obstacles of this entire world in future. Many persons will come to you with many problems by giving your drashti. You have to remove their problems, their obstacles. You are victorious jewels in every kalpa. You got victory over this maya. You are more powerful than maya. You are the angels of purity on this earth. You are the same worshipper, the deity, to whom devotees are worshipping in the temples. You are the master of this entire nature. This nature always waits for your pure vibrations. You are world benefactor, most fortunate souls in the world, Master Gyan Surya. Ancestors, you have to sustain this entire world through your vibrations. You are Bap Saman, and future you have to become Master Savior of this world. You will have to give the blessing of mukti and jivan mukti to all. You are great souls, powerful souls, victorious souls, very great, equal to me. Baba is giving drashti. And he returned to his home. Om Sri. This is the best method. Baba will be with us and he will remind us about our inner powers, about our greatness, about our hero part in this cycle. So gradually and gradually we will awaken, our inner conscience will awaken and we will become the embodiment of everything. And you can remember Baba's words, when you become the embodiment of self-respect, it means you become perfect. Higher consciousness is a great thing. I share you one of Baba's beautiful experience. Many, many years before, when we have only meditation hall in Pandavavan, not even Om Shanti Bhavan, one day Avyakt Bap Dada came in meditation hall. So when Murli finished, so he was given always a glass of juice. Baba hold glass and gave drashti. One sister Dadi, who was right from the beginning, was sitting there. Seal Indra, if someone knows her name, she was the sister of Didi Manmohini living in Bombay. She was very close in low kick to Baba. She asked immediately, "Baba, to whom you are remembering?" Baba was giving the tea. He asked, "To whom you are remembering?" Shiv Baba answered. Both were sitting there. Juice Brahma Baba was to drink. Shiv Baba answered, He need not to remember anyone because he has become the embodiment of higher consciousness. A new light came again in my intellect. Oh, higher consciousness is such a great thing. Our life becomes the embodiment of yoga. Hindi word is very good. Yog yukt. Yog yukt life. So this is one practice. Any time in 24 hours you can do it. Once a day. Remind yourself these things. What is seed stage, volcanic stage, powerful yoga? When we become soul, sit in Paramdham with Baba, Shiv Baba only, incorporeal to incorporeal. Less thoughts, minimum thought, 1, 2, 3 thoughts only in our mind. It is called seed stage volcanic yoga. It works like fire, burns all sins and vicious sanskaras. So we have to do like this. I am supremely pure soul. I went in soul world. Baba is ocean of purity. I am sitting with him and he is giving me pure vibrations. That's it. Receive pure vibrations. Second thought, I am a peaceful soul, sitting with ocean of peace, receiving peace from him. Silent. Third thought, I am Master Almighty, sitting with Almighty, receiving his might. Now is the time of traffic control, go there. Red light. I am supremely pure, sitting with ocean of purity.
आज है सब मोहताज, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले, स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज। काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश, आज है सब मोहताज, योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले, स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज।
Second practice of this powerful yoga, it's easier. I'm here, soul is here in the forehead, and from Baba, rays of might or purity are coming down to me. A fountain of this energy is coming to me. Just enjoy this while working for 1 minute, for 2-3 minutes. This powerful fountain is coming to me. Very good practice which this entire world and nature needs so much. Giving vibrations. Baba has mentioned. This entire world needs your sakar. You have to give sakas to them. Nature waits for your pure energy. It has become thirsty, empty, very weak, unable to give even crops, wheat, rice, unable. We are taking it, pulling from it by using chemicals. So it's our great responsibility, feel it. We are responsible yogi souls. We have to purify this nature. We have to energize this nature. We have to help to many human beings of all religions in this world. Because mind of many is becoming very sensitive day by day. Sensitive mind is not good. Be careful. Make yourself powerful. If we are sensitive, everything will affect us. Everything. Without any reason, you will lose your happiness. You will experience fear. So give sakas, and giving sakas is the biggest task of charity. Because in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 1 minute, we can give help to millions and millions of souls in this world. So two important methods first, and one method to give energy to the nature. It is interesting method, entertaining method. I am the angel of purity. I am up above in the sky. I am the master of nature. Baba's pure energy is coming to me. It's spreading out sky, ether, air and fire. They are receiving this pure energy. First practice. Then, see globe in front of you, means earth. From my forehead, pure vibrations are going to the globe. From thy sky, look, sea. Big sea, unlimited water. From my eyes, pure vibrations are going to the water. Then make a vision. All 9 stars, in the deity form, are standing in front of me. I am giving pure drashti to each and everyone and talk to them. You all are my good friends. This method, giving vibrations to the nature. Second thing, make a vision, globe. I am sitting on the globe or standing on the globe. Baba, Shiva Baba, came down, became here, over my head, the canopy of protection. His vibrations are entering me, going to entire world, giving vibrations of might to all weak souls. Oh, sometime you can make vision. Baba's rays are spreading in whole world. He has become the canopy of protection over this entire world. Third practice. The sculpt tree is an inverted sculpt tree. Roots up above. Seed Baba is there in soul world. And I am an angel of purity, peace. I am sitting in the roots of this sculpt tree up above. Baba's pure vibrations, vibrations of peace are coming to me. First, receive them for a minute. And then for 10 seconds from me down they are going to enter sculpt tree. Each branch, each religion. Receive for a minute. For 10 seconds, give to entire world, sculpt tree. 1 minute receive, 10 seconds give to the world. You will enjoy it very much. Now let us do this practice, red light. I am an angel of purity. Supremely pure soul is sitting in forehead. Body of light. I am in the sky. Feel yourself up above in the sky. Angel of purity. From Shiv Baba, the supreme source of pure energy. My most beloved Father, He is giving me pure vibrations. Receiving these pure vibrations. These pure vibrations from me are spreading out, going to thy nature, sky, air and fire. Three elements are receiving them. I am an angel of purity. In front of me, there is a globe. From my forehead, from the soul, from me, pure vibrations are going to the globe. Look, the ocean, water and water. From my eyes, pure vibrations are going to the water. All nine stars, indeed deity form, are standing in front of me and I am giving them thirsty, pure vibrations. Talk to them, you are my good friend. Sitting on the globe. I must Almighty. remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness. Almighty Shiv Baba came down, became the canopy of protection over my head. Powerful vibrations from Baba and from me are spreading in whole world. I am an angel of peace and purity. Sitting in the roots of inverted kalp tree, I am ancestor, Baba Saman Angel, from Shiv Baba, pure energy, peaceful vibrations are coming to me, I am receiving. These pure vibrations from me are going down in entire kalp tree, going to each branch, to all religions of this world. I am an angel of purity, came back in my body, Om Shanti. By these practices, mind will become easily stable. and it will give us wonderful experience, good feeling inside, complete contentment, deep peace and purity. So this way, we can practice this Raj Yoga differently. At the end, we will do one another practice, giving thanks to Baba, in order to make our mind full of love for Baba. We will give thanks to Him. But brother had asked me, 10 minutes for question answer. Those of you wants to ask anything, please come here. माइक हो सकता है भाई, स्वेप माइक दे दो. यस ब्रदर, यू वांटेड टू आस्क, कम फर्स्ट.
Om Shanti. I thought it might be nice to have some Q&A because we have been listening since morning. So I'll start with one question, and if you have any questions, please feel free to come forward here. One question I was going to ask is, you were talking about mind and the intellect in the morning. And so Baba says, sit in the heart throne. And so a lot of times there is this confusion, is the mind the heart or is the intellect the heart?
And so, actually, heart is the physical organ of this body.
Yes, but Baba says the heart is in the soul.
But in Hindi, expressions are like this, do everything with true heart, means honestly. Have love with this person with true heart, means real love. So actually, mind and intellect both work together. We cannot separate them. Whatever mind thinks, its subtle energy enters in the intellect. Thoughts of mind becomes the wisdom of intellect. But in common way, you can say intellect work as heart, not this heart, intellect.
And another question is, Manmana Bhav and Yoga of the intellect. So, what we are connecting to Baba ultimately is the mind, but through the intellect. Or is it that we are connecting to Baba?
Mind and intellect, two main powers. Mind is the power of thought and intellect is third eye. Before Baba came down, we did not know what is the form of God, so we could not concentrate on Him. So we have to create thoughts in mind about Baba, about soul, and through intellect we have to visualize. Because without visualization, we cannot receive His energy. This has been also mentioned in psychology. If you visualize any object, you are connected to it. It is called energetic contact. So through intellect, we visualize Shiv Baba, we visualize soul, we visualize our five forms, we visualize our angelic form, we visualize entire cycle, and when we visualize Shiv Baba, we receive His energy. It's the word, both words have come into Gita, Manmana Bhav and Yoga of Intellect, both. Clear?
Anybody else? I can
okay,
go on.
Anyone? Yes, come.
Om Shanti. Brother, I have a unique problem that my evening yoga is better than Amrit Vela. In Amrit Vela, I always feel sleepy, and although I get up, but that power is not, you know, felt. So how to improve that?
Many have got this problem. Evening yoga is powerful, but morning yoga is sleepy yoga. As I mentioned you in the morning, if you create energetic thoughts in your mind and do Om chanting for 5 to 7 minutes, your brain will become energetic. What happens with many? Now, this is a secret. When we are sleeping, our subconscious mind is awakened. It is awakening. It is alert. It is active. So if there is many bad things filled into subconscious mind, they work at night. They become active at night. So their negative energy enter our brain, and this is the reason that one cannot enjoy Amrit Vela. Therefore, I ask you all, create good thoughts. Read one of Vyakmuli in 5 minutes. Note down some powerful points, or remind yourself, come out of your room, go on your terrace, see upward, oh, beautiful creation of God. Baba is giving energy. He has come down to awaken me. Create such thoughts. Then you will enjoy Amrit Vela. Don't sit in yoga. Keep walking. Those who feel sleepy, don't sit, please. Move, walk or work. And remember Baba. You can enjoy good songs of Baba. But I tell you one secret, another secret. Didi Manmohini, our first chief, she had the problem of high blood pressure. So could not get up early in the morning because of problem of sleep. She asked Baba. I was also there. Baba answered her, don't mind. You get good sleep, but evening, 6 to 8, that time is also equal to Amrit Vela. You do that. So you will not feel any missing of Amrit Vela. And Didi then managed that all must come in whole to practice yoga. That was the first day when we have this plan to do evening yoga every evening. But from that day, Didi got blessing from Baba and he started to wake up at 4 o'clock too. So if you don't enjoy, but I hope you will enjoy now, but sometime if you don't enjoy, don't get frustrated. Evening yoga. Or whenever you wake up, suppose 5 o'clock, you got up. Enjoy yoga. Otherwise, what happens with many Brahmins? They got up at 4:30, half an hour late. Oh, I'm late. I missed Amrit Vela. Got frustrated, not unhappy, whole day. Depression here, people will say, you are yogi. What is wrong with you? No answer. So enjoy the rest of the time. If you missed anything, it doesn't miss you. Missed 23 hours. 1 hour you missed. But 23 hours are there in your hands. Do enjoy them. Okay?
Another question on Karma Yoga. We are feeling good here. We have all the time to utilize. In our Lokic life also we have Amrit Vela and in the evening time. But during the office hours, it's very difficult to take time out.
Actually, this is very good for a yogi person that he or she must become karma yogi. While doing actions, while doing your job, doing anything in your cooking, making tea, drinking tea, anything, or sustaining your babies, you can manage, you can select some point, easy points of practice to do at that time. Suppose there is a baby in your lap, a small baby of 3 years. Look at her, him, her. Oh, great soul has come in my home. Baba has sent it great soul to me. Oh, great soul, sweet baby. Create such thoughts, it's yoga. Suppose you are working in your office and you are very busy. In some intellectual work, we cannot do any good practice. Baba is with me. 5 times you can remember. Baba is with me. He is helping with me. Sometime invoke him. Other time I am supremely pure soul. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. This all practice you can add with your karmas. Easy and simple. But you need attention. You need powerful aim in your mind. Then this karma yoga will lead you towards powerful yoga in Amrit Vela evening, and you will not feel any tiredness after doing 10 hours job. You will remain fresh.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, so now last practice of yoga, red light. We will go in subtle region and will give our hearty thanks to Baba. He brought us in Madhuvan. He came down to meet us, to sustain us, to give His love. Many, many thanks to Him with true heart. Go to subtle world. Red light, lal light karein. Go to subtle world. See Bap Dada in front of you. Tune bajayenge. Bap Dada is smiling. He is giving this tea. He is my good friend. He is always ready to help with me. Now give hearty thanks to Him. Oh, sweet Baba, my Baba, you have become my companion. You have become my good friend. You have enlightened me. You have given true knowledge to me, divine wisdom to me. Many, many thanks to you. O Supreme Sadguru, I was alone in my life journey. You became my companion. You have removed all of my problems and obstacles. You have given me new life. You brought the gift of happiness for me. You have liberated me from so many bad things. You have given me many blessings and subtle powers. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba, you have given me everything. Your love, pure vibrations, feeling of pure relationship. I'm very, very blessed and happy to achieve you. Millions and millions of thanks to you. Baba is smiling. He has embraced me. He is giving drashti. Also, I hope you will become great yogis, lighthouse for this world, and will glorify Baba on this earth. Om Shanti.